Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Tech shares take a tumble.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. Shares of high-flying tech stocks fell on Friday, which took the S&P 500 right along with it. Here in the studio with a look at the market is The Wall Street Journal's Aaron Kurloff. Aaron, tell us what happened here.
Well, it's funny because Friday turned out to be the most interesting day in a week of very little excitement in the market. The market shrugged off an ECB meeting. It shrugged off Comey's testimony. And it, you know, blithely made it through the UK election until this afternoon when it seemed like a combination of a couple pieces by analysts seemed to really take a notch out of the tech sector. So there was a Goldman report talking about Facebook, Apple, Alphabet, Netflix, Microsoft, and suggesting that they might be overvalued. A similar report from UBS came out, and then there was another piece about semiconductors. So all those things sold off a lot, with traders saying those notes were a factor. Some of it came back, but the NASDAQ had a pretty wicked fall today, and the S&P tech sector, which had been about to reach its highest level in something like 17 years, instead went quite the other direction and entirely. So the NASDAQ ended down 1.8% today after being down, 2.5% at some points. And the S&P actually went down, just ended down like less than 0.1%, thanks to some offset from oil energy stocks. But the tech sector did have a terrible day.
And overall, how did we do on the week?
Well, so a little bit mixed and a little bit not interesting. The Dow and the S&P had not had a 0.3% or greater move at any point this week until today. And the Dow finished up 0.3 and the S&P finished down 0.3 and the NASDAQ finished down 1.6 or so, which is it's obviously a little more volatile than the other indexes. But the significance of this, if people don't follow this stuff every week, is that tech stocks, and particularly Facebook, Amazon, Alphabet, Netflix, and Microsoft, had become, had really been leading the market this year and had become a real place to hide out for the bulls. If you're worried that the Trump administration policies weren't going to come through and boost bank stocks or infrastructure stocks, and weren't so certain about the consumer sector, given what's happening in retail, et cetera. Like, tech had been a way for people to invest in growth and believe in the economic possibilities without worrying too much about policy changes. For this bigger reversal today, even if it did pair its losses somewhat in the afternoon, is significant. That's a big change in the market today.
Mm-hmm. And what about news out of the UK, where the lack of a strong mandate for British Prime Minister Theresa May might have consequences for Brexit negotiations?
Well, we saw a pretty significant move in the pound, which fell pretty substantially after the exit polls came out. And then, those losses stayed overnight. Several people I talked to today said that the fallout from that was likely to be confined to the pound. And that investors weren't clear on what it meant for various stock markets.
What, are we all just burned out, like, after all the Brexit watching and, and Trump watching? And so now, like, that's not going to move the market. Comey's not going to move the market. So we're just...
The European Union, the European Central Bank isn't going to move the market. Yeah. Justin Lehart, our columnist here, did an article a week or two ago where he talked to some researchers who had a study. Their conclusion was that investors just simply don't have enough information about some of the long-term consequences of these sort of all this day-to-day excitement that we're all experiencing to make informed pricing decisions on them. So they just throw up their hands and they say, well, I look at earnings and P/E ratios and economic data, and the policy and the news and the noise has sort of been left behind. I mean, you know, that stuff all doesn't matter until it does, is what they say. So it's possible there is a geopolitical event out there that could knock the markets down a peg. But so far, it was not any of the things that happened this week.
We're talking about the market with Aaron Karloff, and you're listening to What's News from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Aaron, looking ahead to next week, we've got a likely interest rate hike coming from the Fed, plus a ton of data releases on the economic calendar. What are some of the things you're going to be watching for?
Well, that Fed thing is obviously, I mean, people have been talking about this Fed rate possibilities have been, you know, interest rate hike possibilities have been in the 90% for a long time. It's not going to be a surprise if they raise rates. I think people will be very curious about their policy statement. And one thing that we have seen this year is there are very high expectations for inflation and economic growth. And after a while of the Trump administration and some other things and sort of, a reevaluation of how quickly policy was likely to change, expectations moderated a bit. The Fed, last time it talked about such things, said that, you know, that described a weak spot in the economic data as transitory. So I think people are going to be watching to see if they still think that or if they think that maybe it's persists a little longer. I looked at the Fed's nowcast today, and it was in the high ones, low twos, which is a significant come down from 3%, 4% growth that people were talking about after the election, and really puts us back in this lower for longer kind of slow growth phase that we've seen, you know, since the financial crisis. So I think people are going to be looking for any signs that the Fed is maybe pulling back from two more interest rate hikes this year, which is what people are sort of expecting right now, or, about to pick it up, which is not something that I've heard a lot of people expect, but certainly would be news if it looked that way.
For sure. That's the Wall Street Journal's Aaron Karloff here in the studio. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong from the newsroom in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.